Welcome to the Fierce Female Network, the network that works for you, baby. All right, now y'all know what time it is. It is time for your fingers to do some work. All right, now, you all that have not been doing any work, take out your feather dusters, honey. Dust off those fingers, if you will. You got a little cobweb up in there. Get the cobwebs out. Take your fingers. I want them to dance all across the laptops and the desktops and your mobile devices, sugar. Dance on over to Facebook.com. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female. I want you to do this when the page comes up. Give it a like and or a follow. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. And y'all know what else time it is. I must always, at all times, give a shout-out to my team. I got the baddest team that there is, Fierce Nation International. Oh, my God, they keep me so busy and rocking. So thank you, guys. Thank you. I really appreciate you guys. In South and West Africa and North Africa, you guys are the bomb. All right, so if you do want to join Fierce Nation International and you are international, not USA, I see y'all trying to sneak up in there. But no, 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 it is for international. If you are, go ahead and click join, and I will be happy to approve you. Now, if you are in USA, there is a team for you. All right, it is. You are fierce. It pretty much makes up of small business owners, entrepreneurs, and artists and authors. So if you need motivation or inspiration, that is the group for you. Now listen, it's more than just a group. It's more than just a Facebook group. We own a mission. The international team, we're on a mission to change one life at a time, to change a continent. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yes, we are. And guess what? Let me shift gears for a moment. I have with me on today, listen, I have with me on today the hottest babe, in the music industry, the hot, he is so hot. I'm telling you, there is like grease just rolling all down my back. This man is so hot. This is Russell, Mr. Russell. Oh, baby, you hot, honey.
Well, thank you. What an introduction. I don't even know what to say to that except I am humbled and so honored to be here on your program. Thank you so much. And, man, I just, you know, that just made my day. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, honey. When I looked at the website, I said, wait a minute. Do I need to take a road trip? Do I need to take a road trip over there? Wow.
Yeah.
Listen, you're smoking all off the page. You know that?
Well, you know, I guess that's a good thing. You know, I was when I heard, you know, the name, think about this, the name Fierce Manson. What a name, right? How powerful is that? Man, just fantastic. Thank you so much for those beautiful, kind words.
You're more than welcome. And listen, tell me a little bit before we switch gears again into the break. I want you to tell me a little bit about your music career. I know you've been around for a while
doing
music, but tell me, did you come from a musical family? Is it something you always wanted to do? What were your roots in getting started in music?
Well, it began, for me, it began at a very young age. You know, I can remember back as far as when I was 5 years old, my aunt's piano, and I would hear her play it. And, you know, I just thought that it was the greatest toy ever made. You know, you press the keys and you hear these beautiful sounds come out. And, you know, it just left such an impression on me. And I just loved it. And it just stayed with me my whole life. And when I finally started learning to play some songs and you know, it just, you know, I fell in love with music at such a young age. And it just has stayed with me my whole life. Absolutely.
Wonderful. And tell me, I love the name Kings of Carlisle. Tell me, how did you come up with that name? Or I know it's, there has got to be some type of background and history to that. It's got to be.
Yes, and there is. I had a longtime friend, a partner of mine, mm-hmm. Keith, who, you know, we were friends for, you know, 30 years, I suppose. And but I started out in the DJ world, and we you know, I started writing songs a few years ago, got back into music, and I approached him about this. But he had worked for me as a DJ, and in this little town of Carlisle, in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. And so we kind of were poking fun of ourselves because we actually became pretty popular as DJs. So we said, you know, Kings of Carlisle, and that's kind of how it was born. You know, so we were, you know, the big DJs in this small little town. So we're kind of poking fun of ourselves a little bit with that name, Kings of Carlisle.
I love it. I love it. It's really powerful. It's kind of sexy. I like it. It's strong and sexy.
Yes.
I love it. Yes. And so I know that you – I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. No, I was just saying, absolutely, I agree with you 100%.
So I know that you have some texture as far as different genres of music. You have some rock,
yes,
soul, jazz, gospel, and country.
Yes.
And so you
yes.
used to sing some gospel?
Yes. I, you know, like a lot of artists, you know, mm-hmm. grew up singing in the church. You know, some of the early R&B artists that just really, you know, you think of groups like Earth, Wind, and Fire, Freddie Jackson, Major Harris, Love Won't Let Me Wait.
Yes.
Michael Jackson, who I think to this day may be the greatest entertainer ever. But, you know, and you even go back to what Berry Gordy, what he brought to the world with Motown Records and all of those great groups, you know, just amazing, amazing sounds. And so these folks have all influenced me in some way or another, from certainly R&B, soul, jazz, blues, some rock and roll. And so this has all been a profound influence on how I write music. And when you listen to, you know, listen to songs that I write, you'll hear a lot of, you know, a little bit of each of these genres of music in these songs.
Yes, and I do want to talk a little bit about, you know, what we've all went through as far as COVID-19 and moving out
yes.
of COVID-19 now. How has COVID-19 affected your writing songs and, you know, producing music? What did you gain for?
Well, it actually, it actually gave me lots of time to do a lot of writing because, you know, as we all know, things have been shut down for the longest time. And so in that regard, certainly provided opportunity to write songs and concentrate on making the songs as good as they can be. You know, there is an aspect of it that you miss that live performance, that you love to stand in front of people and sing your songs and interact with people in that way, but it just wasn't possible for during this time. And so, you know, I think most artists are really anxious to get back out and play. And I know the folks are really excited to come out and hear whoever their favorite artists are in concert and listen to some great music again.
Yes, absolutely. And so we are excited, too, as well. I'm here in the Chicago area, and we're very excited because we're going to have a Lollapalooza is going to be. And so everyone is really excited, you know, for that event.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of music, you know, some great food. It's going to be a great time, and everyone is very excited about that to happen.
Yeah, and those festivals are fantastic, aren't they? When you have so many artists get together and perform their art and you know, you just love it. You know, for me, you know, and I know a lot of people this way, you just love to hear different people and the music they write, the music they play, and the different, so many different styles of music that we can listen to and enjoy. And those kind of festivals, you know, you get all of that.
That's right. You know, I do want to talk a little bit about and kind of compare. I know you spent about 10 years in Miami, and you're now in the
yes.
Philadelphia area. As far as ability to perform, what's the differences was there any places that you liked a little bit more over another? What were your experiences in Miami versus Philadelphia?
Well, Miami was a beautiful city and is a beautiful city. And what's beautiful about it is the diversity of cultures, and you learn so much. The Latin influences that are really strong in Miami, it taught me so much about different types of music. As a matter of fact, I've just been working on a song that's really called it's Enséñame la Luz, or Show Me the Light. And it's really, you're going to hear those Miami influences in this song when we release it, of some of the great musicians that I had fortunate enough to work with there. And I think it's going to be a great song. I think it is a good song. We'll see if the people think that as well. But Miami was fun. A lot of big clubs in Miami, a lot of great places to play. But, you know, I've had some really great times playing in some very little places with a very intimate crowd, maybe 20 people. And, you know, you really get a close connection with those people in those small venues like that. And you get to kind of interact with them and talk a little bit more with them. And I really enjoyed that as well. So, you know, both have their merits. I think I've enjoyed aspects of both performances.
Yes, absolutely. And I know that both being able to perform in Miami and being able to perform in the Philadelphia area, I know those experiences, you can really draw a lot from both experiences and create music, and it gives you a lot of good energy, a lot of good aura from being in two different places. And, you know, you can just kind of mash it together, your experience from being in both places, and it really creates some great music.
Absolutely. You know, some great music comes out of Philadelphia. You know, Daryl Hall is a Temple University guy. We know what Hall & Oates, has accomplished, and those beautiful, soulful sounds that they were writing back in that time, and are really very popular songs even today. It's a kind of place in these places like Philadelphia and Miami where just so much talent. It's just amazing and remarkable the amount of talent that exists in these places. And it just, you know, sometimes I'm just in awe when I hear, you know, musicians play and the things that they're able to do. And it's just fantastic.
Yes. And let me ask you, who is your favorite artist? Who are some of your favorite? Who would you pick to be maybe one or two of your favorite artists that you draw from?
That is... Yes, you know, that's such a great question. It's such a hard one to answer because I have so many that are, you know, I think I mentioned earlier, I go back to Berry Gordy and Motown Records and, the Temptations, and when you hear those harmonies that came out of what they were doing, you know, that was the kind of group that I believe, you know, maybe there's some people disagree with me, but I believe that they could release those songs today and they would still be number one songs if they were released today. They were that good. Martha and the Vandals, Diana Ross, you know, just all of these great sounds. So they're certainly in my favorite, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I don't know if Reasons might be my favorite song of all time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, does that song not – when you hear that song, Reasons, does it just not inspire you to these great feelings? I would say it's so hard for me to say who my favorite is. I guess I really – of course, I mentioned before, I love Freddie Jackson, Rock Me Tonight. My opinion, maybe – you know, certainly one of the top five R&B songs of all time. Just fantastic vocals, the great Luther Vandross, you know. Love Daryl Hall. I love those rhythms and that the way he wrapped his soulful melodies around those rhythms at that time. To pick one would be really hard for me to do, but I think all of those are my favorite.
Yes. You know what, you guys, if you're just tuning in to this interview, I am having the pleasure of my life spending this moment with my new hot babe, Russell. This is my hot babe, Russell. Oh, my God. And listen, Russell, you have something, the love. You guys, the love that is coming from this man, the love for music, you have something that
yes.
a lot of artists don't have. You know, a lot of young artists, of course, they love music, but the way you express it, I mean, it's just like tingles are on the back of my neck. My hair on the back of my neck is just like going, oh. It's saying, Russell, Russell, Russell.
Well, back you know, and it's funny, you know, I'm glad you're saying that because this is important to me.
It's true.
Look, the idea of seeking fame or fortune for the sake of that alone is just not in my repertoire. I think it needs to be in tandem with giving back to the communities in which you play. You go to a city, you play, getting involved in the local charities that are important to that community, and putting out a message to people that, look, you can do anything you want in life.
Wow.
Whatever it is, go out and do it. There's a lot of people that will get in your face and say, you can't do this, you can't do that, you're too this, you're too that. Forget that. Go out there. If you want to be a great musician, whatever that is, jazz musician, blues, rock, soul, rapper, art, go out and do that. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do it. You know, it's very easy for people to be negative, and it's very easy to for it seems like there's always people that can say you can't do something, and far less people saying you can do it. And you know, that's the message we're trying to get out when we, you know, here at Kings of Carlisle, is that you can achieve the goals that you want with learning your craft, hard work, have faith, believe in yourself, and you can do these things.
That's right. Oh, I love it. That's wonderful. You've just encouraged so many different people, I'm telling you, on so many different levels, because some people don't have someone to encourage them. And you're right, everyone, there are some people that are just so negative in that toxicity, and I can't stand it. That's why I always say here on the Fierce Female Network, it's all positive vibe, all positive.
Yes.
You know, we rock with the positivity, and I just can't stand, you know, toxic people, those that's walking around telling you what you can't do. You know, so you're absolutely right. You know, there needs to be more people saying what you can do. Yes, go for it. You know, achieve it. Whatever you have to do, you know, do it. So you're right, and I share that with you, and that's a great message to put out there. You know, we need more of that, and not people saying that what you can't do, and it's just negative. So I like to turn the tables away from that and just keep telling people, you know, it's 100% positivity over here, positive vibes,
yes.
helping individuals to do, you know, what they want to do and changing lives. You know, that's what the Facebook group, my Fierce Nation International team, is all about, trying to change lives for the better. You know,
absolutely.
That's my mission. That is my mission. So, yeah, I totally agree with you 100%.
And, you know, music is probably one of the most difficult businesses to be in, because there's so much rejection that you just have to believe so much in yourself. I remember I wrote a song a few years ago, a lot of years ago, called Sometimes an Angel Cries. And a record company guy invited me down to perform. I think it's called Tootsie's in Nashville. So I get up there and I sing the song and I get a standing ovation. And I'm feeling really good about myself. I'm thinking, you know, this guy, like, I'm going to borrow a pen and he's going to, you know, sign me right here on the spot. And I get back to where he's at and he looks me dead in the eye and he says, I could not sell a single record you ever made. You know, that's the kind of stuff in this business. You just got to be able to pick yourself up and say, look, that's one person's opinion. Have faith in yourself. And then you keep moving on. You keep trying. You just never give up because, you know, when you have to have the love for this and the passion, and people will pick up on that and they will feel that with you and they will go on the journey with you.
That's right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I'm telling you. And, you know, I do want to play the song, Dirty Little Secret, and I've been dying to ask
yep.
you this question about Dirty Little Secret. Now, yep. tell me, how did you come up with the title? Is it from an experience you had, or what's the Dirty Little Secret? That's what I want to know.
Like a lot of artists, you know, I write songs that relate to real people in real life, and it's the people that I meet that give me inspiration, and this was one of those songs. This was an individual who was in a very toxic relationship. And so this is that person who really felt like you know, the underdog who was not being treated very well, cathartically speaking out to this other individual. And look, you know, this is what you want me to be. You want me to be your dirty little secret, but I am not going to be that for you. I know it's your fantasy. It's what you want. But what I want is more. And so this is the song that is, you know, it's delivering that message of someone standing up, being emboldened and believing in themselves and saying, I am not going to be this negative thing that you're trying to make me be. There's more to me than that, and you're going to have to see me for that rather than, you know, just this particular object that you want me to be. And that's really what the song is about, and hence the title, Dirty Little Secret.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, guys, if you're just tuning in to the Fierce Female Network, I am having a great conversation with Russell Levy of Kings of Carlisle. I'm going to play the song, Dirty Little Secrets. I want all you guys to take a listen. Take a listen to this.
Those lies was worth the price to make yourself feel right.
All right, guys, if you were just tuning in, you're listening to the Fierce Female Network, and you can listen to the Fierce Female Network on iHeartRadio.com and Spotify.com. That was Dirty Little Secret, produced, written, and performed by Russell Levy. Let me tell you something, guys. Let me tell you something. Go to this website, kingsofkoc.com. Go to the website. It is out right now. That is a phenomenal piece of music. Phenomenal. Listen, if you are listening right now, do yourself a favor. Your music library is not complete until you add Dirty Little Secret to your library. Greatly performed, well written. I love it. Very nice. Very nice. I enjoyed it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that so much. Just so many beautiful words of encouragement there. And I get people will send me messages, and I make it a point, and I hope other artists do the same, and I'm sure they do, to reply to these folks and just thank them. If they send me something on YouTube and say, hey, this song meant this to me, or I think it's important to, write back to them and say, I tell them, I say, you're the inspiration to me. Your words inspire me. You're a star to me. Because without you, none of any of the entertainment is even possible. It's the people that give us the platform to a bigger platform for us to use, and we should use that for the good things that we can use it for.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so tell me a little bit, we're just about out of time, so I do want to give you an opportunity to give out information of where individuals can purchase your music. I know it's available on all platforms. We have just about 3 minutes left in this particular episode.
Okay.
So, tell the listening audience about your website again, what you plan on doing in the future, what's coming up since we are moving out of COVID-19. Do you have performances that you will be doing later on in the year? What are your plans?
Okay. Yes. Okay. So, yes, you can go to the website, www.kingsofkarlowkoc.com, and you can download it there. And we very much appreciate you doing that. It's also on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify. Certainly you can go there and get it. Next year we are looking at doing some shows. Nothing has been confirmed yet, but they're coming together. So that will be happening probably not till the end of the year, this year, beginning of next year, for doing some shows. But that's where you can get the music. We've got, I've got songs coming out. I've got a large bank of songs that I've written. My next one is going to be, as I said earlier, Enseña Me La Luz, Show Me the Light. So I sing part of it in English and part of it, the chorus, in Spanish. It's the only Spanish that I'm able to speak, but I learned it just to sing that song. I just finished writing another song called Wasting Time that really I think is going to be a good song. It combines a lot of elements of jazz and, some throwback to kind of that power sound, actually, which I want another group that I just love so much. So yeah, lots of things going to be happening in the next year.
Wonderful. And I just have about 1 minute left in this episode, but I do want you to share about your project, The Waiting on You. That's the project that you're waiting on. Tell me a little bit about that. What does that entail?
Okay, The Waiting on You is actually the name of the album that the collection of these songs eventually is going to be on. So I am not certain yet which of the songs that I've written is going to finally make the album release, but that's what it is, Waiting on You. And the name of the song, or the title, is Waiting on You. We're waiting on the people. Here we're putting this out. We're just waiting on you to come and listen to it and to hopefully like it and make it part of your library.
Phenomenal. Well, I do appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule and coming in today.
Absolutely.
And talking with me. I really do appreciate it. It was phenomenal. I really enjoyed getting to know you. I really enjoyed talking with you and listening to the music. I really do like Dirty Little Secrets. I love the beat. I love the music, and the mixing is just spot on, just perfect. It's really great. And the vocals, the lyrics, is really nice. Really nicely done.
You are terrific. Thank you so much. I am just thrilled to have this time to talk with you, and Just thank you so much. I am humbled and honored to be here and spend this time with you.
You're more than welcome. I appreciate you. I appreciate, you know, the words of encouragement that you put out there. And so we never know who it's going to touch. And so I really appreciate you talking to different individuals because we never know who needs to be encouraged. And so the time
Absolutely.
That you had on the show and encouraging someone that maybe they're down, you know, and so the words that you gave, I really do appreciate that because we're putting it out there. We're putting it out in the universe, you know, and the positivity, it goes a long way, and it's reaching somebody and it's helping somebody. I know that it is.
Amen. It surely does.
Well, I do appreciate you coming in on today. All right. I am just about out of time, Russell. Thank you
okay.
so much for coming on the network on today.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
You're more than welcome. All right, guys, I'm going to have a promotion that's going on later on this evening. You guys know what it's going to be, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be the Bonds of Core. Y'all know what it's going to be, so come on back here. Come on back here, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Bond is on fire. It's going to be bad. Day number 4, Wood. And y'all don't forget, you don't forget about that dirty little secret. Put it in your music library. Why? Because I said so.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. You know they hate it. Hold
she
up.
She's fierce. Fierce. She's fierce. 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 She